This Being Boss episode is brought to you by 2020, where creative entrepreneurs get authentic real-world stock photos. If you're looking to tell a true story about yourself or your brand, to deliver an honest message to your audience, the photos you use will matter. 2020 has crowdsourced millions of photos from a community of over 350,000 photographers, all available under a simple royalty-free license. Today, they're offering listeners of Being Boss a 5-photo free trial. To start yours right now, go to 2020.com/beingboss. That's the word 20, then 20.com/beingboss to get 5 free photos.
Hey bosses, today's minisode is a question we got live at the Printers Row Lit Fest in Chicago.
Hi.
What's your name? Where are you
from? I'm sorry. I'm Jill. I live here in Chicago. Kathleen, I've actually been following you since before you started Braid.
Oh, wow.
So when I heard you guys were coming here, I was like, hell yeah, I have to be there.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I have to tell you, I'm mad jealous of the business bestie relationship that you guys have. But I know nothing about how you two met. You know, was it Designer Vacay? Because I think Indie Shopography was a client of Braid's.
Right.
But like, how did that start and how did that develop?
I don't remember. I'm pretty sure Emily was reading my blog at the same time.
I was. I discovered her hair is what really honestly happened. I don't remember how I stumbled upon it, but I stumbled upon Kathleen's blog a really long time ago. And all I remember was her hair and being so jelly for sure. And I think I just started commenting on your blog and you came to mine and started commenting. And we went to Alt Summit several years ago, I guess.
But like crossed paths there. So we both happened to be there.
Right. Not together. But
something about seeing someone in real life, like, oh, you're real. I'm not going to get catfished into like a business bestie relationship with someone.
Not for me. So it just started, like, I discovered her blog and we started commenting and back and forth. It turned into some emails. I remember several years ago, we were talking to some other like people that we know who are business besties. We're like double dating, I guess. And we're
feel like that.
Right. And we were talking about the first time we had ever interacted, and they had pulled up like their first email exchange, and I was like, I bet I have mine too. And so I went and pulled it up, and it was from years before. And I think I had emailed you saying you were just getting into doing branding. And I said something like, you know, I do websites. If you ever need branding to turn into websites, let me know. And then a couple, like a year or so later, I hired Braid to do my branding. Braid hired me to do their e-course. And then we just started having ongoing conversations.
I think that Emily is really good about being intentional about making sure that we're scheduling time to get together and Skype. And so even now with our business besties that we double date, she's like, hey, have we talked to Paul and Jason in a while? We need to schedule this. Like, let's get it on the calendar. I'm like, we don't have anything to talk about. Like, we don't. And she's like, we're talking to them. And then lo and behold, we have an hour long conversation. That's incredible. And a lot of it's very personal, but then also some of it is like, oh, that's a good thing professionally that we need to remember and try that out. So I think it really is just about the intentionality and vulnerability of saying, hey, can we Skype? Or responding to, I remember even one of my friends that I met, I replied to his newsletter. So he sends out a weekly newsletter and I said, hey, I just want you to know, I really love everything that you're putting out every week. It was as simple as that. And now we have regular Skype conversations. And so I really do think it is making the first move, which can be really hard sometimes. And not going into this being like, okay, you're going to be my work wife. You know, like I didn't know that we were going to get married one day.
No. Right. I agree.
Which is basically what like business partnership feels like. It took years.
Yeah. But it also did just start basically with an email because same, I have several other business bestie relationships that I have where we meet up every month, every quarter, whatever. And every single one of them started with one of us sending the other an email and being like, I see what you're doing in the world and just know someone sees it and I appreciate it. And they'll usually respond back with, that's cool. Let's chat. And then there you go.
And it goes back to honesty and authenticity, I think, is not going and saying, like, I need something from you or I want you to be my bestie or my mentor, and just being honest and, like, saying what you're observing, that you appreciate the other person, I think goes a long way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This minisode was brought to you by 2020. Check them out at 2020.com/beingboss. That's T-W-E-N-T-Y 20 as in the number .com/beingboss.
Did you like this minisode? Be sure to check us out on our website at beingboss.club. There you can find more from Being Boss, including our full episodes, minisodes, and blog posts. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for our mailing list so that you can get access to behind the scenes and exclusive content from Kathleen and myself to help you be more boss in your work and life. Do the work. Be boss.